My favorite tweet of the entire night. Now, look, there were a lot of great ones, man. Bobby Witt Jr., Q, Salvi letting out that big yell. But the best one of the night came over on Instagram, where Vinny Pasquantino, who sent out exactly one tweet after or during that playoff series, was an Instagram post. Sorry, not a tweet. This one was Instagram. Instagram post of a photo full of a table full of Taco Bell that said, "Ever seen what $200 in Taco Bell looks like? Here's a sneak peek with all the stuff out there." So the question I have for you is, in honor of Taco Bell, if you can't go out to eat, what is the best at-home late-night snack? Oh. We're talking after 1 a.m. Because if I say, what's the best late-night after 1 a.m., all of us are answering Taco Bell or a QT taquito or like the five things we know are available at 1 a.m. from a Uber Eats or a driving situation. I'm saying you're at the house, you're wishing for a snack, it's 1 a.m., you've had a few drinks. What is the best at-home snack?
At home? So two things. One, if you got the air fryer, man, some mozzarella sticks, you can pop an air fryer.
Air fryer is
perfect for this.
You get marinara? You got marinara
all the time? Well, I don't need marinara.
No marinara?
I don't need them. I don't need them. No, I don't have to use marinara for the mozzarella sticks. I have sometimes, just depends. But you don't have to have
mozzarella sticks at 1 a.m.?
Absolutely. Or the other option is just another frozen item. It's 1 a.m. You just have it around the apartment.
Ice cream, man.
I need food.
Ice cream is your answer.
I need like food, but that's interesting.
It'd be
like a frozen pizza. That's the other
like option. A Totino's, like a party pizza,
Tombstone or whatever.
I think my answer is cheese and crackers.
I
could eat. Well, I mean, at 1 a.m., I'm not trying to like eat a whole ass meal. It's a snack, cheese and cracker, like specifically the buttery club cracker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Good buttery club cracker. What? This is no good.
I agree. I agree. I just don't know.
Box?
I'm just thinking like you're hungry. You know, it's 1 a.m. You've been drinking and you're hungry. The crackers aren't doing it for me.
Yeah, that is tough.
Snack, well, then, I'll have a couple, this will fit the brand perfectly. I'll have a couple, grabs of the Tostitos,
People say PB&J maybe on the list, or one of those Jimmy Dean frozen breakfast croissant sandwiches. Uncrustable wouldn't be bad at that time of night. If there was a time to eat it, that would feel like a pretty good window. I think popcorn is always way up there. It's not a filling one, but it takes so long to eat. It like feels like you're you're working. Popcorn's pretty regularly on the list.
You said ice cream, Drew.
I think ice cream could be a go-to. Popcorn's a good one too. I love popcorn. So if you get like those mini bags, if you like have like the mini bags, it's good.
Cheese and crackers is
that's my answer.
That is an interesting answer. I never would have guessed.
I'm telling you, man, it's great. Hits the spot at that time. Over on Twitch, grilled cheese or hot dog, bowl of cereal, a really common one. We're seeing that on the text line and on Twitch. Phantom says instant ramen. I feel like I don't want to work for the food at that time, I'll say. Like, it doesn't take much to boil water and throw some ramen in. That's like one more step than I want to make to eat this food.
Grilled cheese might sound good, but you got to make the grilled cheese sandwich.
Maybe you got to shred the cheese. Like, it feels like, I don't know. If it's just a Kraft single dude and some toast, it takes 10 seconds, but...
You're saying like a piece of toast and like put some, you got like a piece of toast.
What's the most you've ever spent on a single fast food trip, by the way?
Like, for me?
Fast food?
For anybody. You're buying for the group, college, whatever. They dropped $200
like
in Taco Bell, man.
$50 for a group of people. That's it.
$50?
Like a McDonald's run back in college or something, yeah.
And they're still, like, hitting you back with some cash, probably.
Yeah, that was before the Venmo days, even, I think. I don't know if Venmo was around when I was in college. I don't know what we did to... I don't even remember.
You just settled up later?
I don't think we had...
Am I wrong?
I don't think Venmo was a thing when I was in college. I could be wrong.
We were in college at the same time, even though we're different ages.
Do you remember Venmo? Like,
I don't think so, no. I think I just carried cash more.
Yeah.
I was also working in a cash business then, so it was just...
That's why that IRS guy keeps texting in.
Somebody just says like a lunch meat sandwich, just like turkey or ham or whatever. Just like
a damn Lunchable.
Just a white bread sandwich, nothing crazy.
Somebody said they passed out making so many pizzas in college.
Passed out making just burnt to a crisp.
Someone said they spent $183 at Quick Trip last week for a group.
What?
What was the order?
Is gas included?
Yeah, gas doesn't count. Gas does not count.
I gotta see the receipt. $183. How many energy drinks did you buy?
Six pack. Like 12 packs.
Dude, taquitos are like two for $3.50.
Right. Like subs.
How the hell do you get to $183?
I don't know. What
I love Quick Trip. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know what the total would have been, but there's a couple times like when we were in high school. I guess some of my friends would be like, "Yo, you want to go to like IHOP?" And it's like midnight. You want to go to IHOP and have some pancakes.
Went to Perkins a lot in high school, like 1 in the morning.
But it was always a, like, you take care of yourself. It wasn't a, come together and just paid. So I would assume it was in the hundreds for the IHOP because we'd have like 15, 20 people.
Mint's getting nuts. White Out over on Twitch said, most I spent last week at Culver's. He said it was $135 for me, the wife, and four kids. I'm like, six people is $135? Oh, everyone must have gotten shakes. Everyone got the big meals.
Everybody got concrete mixers, too.
Yeah, 135?
No way.
That had to be with ice cream, right?
No way.
Somebody
like
said
what?
There's somebody 135 said
divided by six. That's $22 a person.
So they definitely got shakes.
I mean, they definitely had to get shakes.
Somebody said they spent $54 on three subs at Quick Trip. Or somebody they saw.
A guy last night said, yeah, $54
on three subs. $18 for a sub?
What did you put on that? It's Quick Trip. I've gotten food at Quick Trip. I don't think it's $18 for a sub. What are you putting on that thing? No way. That seems nuts.
By the way, the answer to our question about the $183 at Quick Trip, that $183, 14 people that are going to play softball, they had to buy a case of water, beer, energy drinks, ice, and snacks. So,
man, they had to look. You got to get a look. If you're with no gas, you're dropping $183.
If you get above 10 people.
Or you're buying cigarettes. Cigarettes are pretty expensive.
If you get above 15, if you get above 10 people, though, if you think about it, per person, $183 would be $18. It was 14, we're talking about beer and stuff, too. You can talk yourself into it.
Okay. Somebody said $45 for me just at Poncho's. They opened Poncho's. You ever been there?
Heard of it.
It is a drive-through Mexican place. It existed off. It's off of like Main and I don't know 30. Like I guess south of 39 or north of 39th Street. It's open 24 hours a day. They just opened one around the corner from my
house. That's dangerous for
you.
They
opened up a second location.
That's dangerous for you.
Used to like going on the way back.
That's a little dangerous. That's a little dangerous for you.
I'll tell you right now, if at any point I'm coming home from one of these playoff games at 11 o'clock, watch out. Because that will be the stop. That will be the place I stop at. It's bad for the probably bad for the Taco Bell not far away.
I was just going to say, that Taco Bell across from Kaufman, man, they're about to make some more money this month than they normally do. It's been 10 years.
It's going to be a good quarter.
It wasn't at home, but my wife and I made one of those like little runs at midnight. We went to Jack in the Box real quick.
It happens sometimes.
Jack in the Box and Scooby-Doo, man. That is the
We did watch a little bit of Scooby-Doo yesterday.
There you go.
We did not. When I went home, when we left in game one, did not go home to watch Scooby-Doo.
What'd you guys do?
We went to the Legends, to the Outlets, and walked around for a little bit. Watched the end of the Royals
you
game.
You left.
Went to Legends.
Yeah. You left the Royals game on Tuesday night to go shopping at the Legends. Drew.
Wife's in charge, man.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like I just I deceived the Royals by not paying attention. I saw that they won. I saw that they kept it 1-0.